Hi, welcome to the Interactive Parsha Experience Podcast. This is Parshat Acharei Mot. My name is Amy Martin, and I'm the Family Engagement Director at Central Synagogue and a graduate of the Pardes Day School Educators Program. In this Parsha, forgiveness and atonement and using offerings to achieve forgiveness are the main focus. Later on in the Parsha, there's a long list of the ways we should behave and live our lives. These ways are divided into two types of laws, Mishpatim and Hukim. Mishpatim are laws that we're easily able to understand. For example, don't steal. Hukim are laws that are harder for us to know why God asked us to follow them. For example, the law that prohibits us from wearing clothing made of wool and linen mixed together. But we are told that no matter how difficult it may be to understand the why behind some of these laws, we are told that we need to follow them. And the Torah uses the words lalechet behem. You shall fulfill my ordinances and observe my statutes, to follow them, to walk in them, if we want to use the direct translation. I am the Lord your God. So what could this mean, to walk in them? As I was considering what activities could help our students get to this question, what does it mean to follow laws that are easily understandable to us versus what does it mean to follow laws that seem to have less obvious relevance to our lives, I kept thinking about what kind of activities would be engaging to our students and get them to this deeper question. So I chose two activities, Simon Says, which is a game that I think most of our students are very familiar with, and a separate game called Shape Maker, which is a game where students would sit back to back and one student would give the other one instructions on how to make a shape out of a piece of string without the first student knowing really what they were supposed to be making. The goal of these activities was to try and have students consider what's the difference between understanding what you're about to do or understanding instructions in a game versus feeling like you're being led blindly to do something. I want our students after these games to consider what it feels like to follow something that you know you're doing, what you're doing, i.e. Simon Says, versus what it feels to follow rules when you don't have a sense of where it's going. I thought that this would lead our students to think about what it means to follow Mishpatim, which comes maybe more naturally to us humans, and what it means to follow Hukim, laws that have less of an obvious reason for us. I chose this question from this Parsha because I think our students are encountering a world all the time where they're getting instructions and they're questioning the rules and laws in school or from their parents or in the greater world around them, what seems just and is easily understandable and what are some systems that seem unfair or it's hard to understand why rules are created. And I want our students to think about why does it feel hard to follow laws or rules that we don't understand as well. For example, maybe when their parents say, why? Because I said so. I think this is a common, emotional, psychological state of students in later elementary grades, and it'll be maybe validating for them to see within the Torah some of their typical questions.
For more great content, go to elmad.pardes.org. See you next time.